No, if I can learn how to place my phone. Okay, why did I put this down? I can't see. Okay.
Welcome back to the Mardi Gras with the big Chris and the little Tate.
With the big dick and the cucumber.
Yes.
Dude, do you see all this fucking lint coming off of my jacket?
Yeah, and I'm like allergic to all of it.
Oh, whoops.
It's okay. I took like 3 of my allergy pills this morning. It's okay.
Oh. I love this jacket, but at the same time, it fucking sucks. Everything on this planet is attracted to the jacket.
I'm not attracted to the jacket.
Well, except for people, but like...
This car isn't attracted to your jacket?
The lint in your car is attracted to my jacket.
Okay, that's right.
Which is the same lint that I just rubbed off. Anyways, we have not made a podcast on Friday, and we have not made one yesterday.
We didn't do one on Friday, because I was in... No, we did one on Friday.
Oh, we did one on a Friday, but
yeah, we're talking about Monday.
Friday, it was bad.
Oh yeah, Friday was bad. We scrapped it. That's right.
Yeah, so we didn't.
So we didn't make another one. And then on Monday, which was yesterday, we had to take a friend to school, so we couldn't record because you know there was another person in the car.
Because her car was like totaled or something.
No, she put antifreeze where you're supposed to put oil.
Yeah, so basically totaled.
Ah, okay. So, yeah. Since Sunday was the Super Bowl, and Monday we didn't get to talk about it, I want to talk about it today. And it's not about the game, it's not about the commercials and how shitty they were, it's about the halftime show.
You're going with that.
What?
You're going with that, because I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you know about it, like, what happened.
Yeah.
So, background information. I want to say November 25th? Of last year, the creator of SpongeBob had passed away. Does that sound right? November 25th?
I think. Why are you honking at us?
I'm honking at this kid. The kid in front of us, who was just not moving whatsoever.
Anyways, yeah, so that the dude passed away.
So yeah, the guy passed away, and someone started an online petition saying, hey, if we can get Sweet Victory played at the Super Bowl, that would be epic. So the petition got a lot of signs. So then I want to say early January, maybe late December rolls around. Actually, yeah, probably early January. And Maroon 5, who is supposed to be performing at the Super Bowl show, the live Super Bowl thing, bobber, like had released a trailer of their halftime show, and it was just them like moving around on stage and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, like in the middle of the trailer, you just see like a random like static cut to SpongeBob like doing his little imagination thing, and then it would cut back to the actual trailer. So people went batshit crazy. People were like, oh shit, they might actually play Sweet Victory at the Super Bowl. I want to say early February, before this, like really early February, or maybe late January, before the Super Bowl happens, the NFL said, yes, we are playing Sweet Victory at the Super Bowl. You're welcome. Everyone was fucking hyped. Then the halftime show rolls around. Maroon 5 opened up decently at the beginning, then just kind of went downhill from there. But then all of a sudden, you see a 5-second animation of SpongeBob, and everyone loses their mind. And then all of a sudden, it just stops and cuts straight to fucking sicko mode. And everyone's like, that's it? That's all we got? So, patiently waited through the whole entire halftime show, and no Sweet Victory was played. And let's just say Maroon 5 and the NFL got quite a bit of backlash from that. Like, a lot. I've seen more anti-NFL memes with just a bunch of SpongeBob shit in it lately than, like, I've, like, it's a lot. Bro, it's a lot.
Well, I don't watch football or Super Bowl stuff, so I didn't really get to see what that whole halftime meme was about. But considering the fact that they cut off SpongeBob and then played Sicko Mode,
which was planned to be after SpongeBob anyway. But they just cut it off early.
Yeah, that's such a bad fucking meme. Like, even if they tried to make it, like, a good meme... Why is there a fucking limo over there? Okay, anyways. Sorry, I got super distracted by a fucking limo that just drove across the intersection. Yeah, there it is. Like, what the fuck? Why is there a limo here? Okay, anyways. Okay. Like, if they thought that was gonna be really funny to play, like, sicko mode after, like, something that a million, like, millions of people were waiting for.
No,
like,
no, they were, because the guy, Travis Scott, who is, who does sicko mode,
yeah,
was planned to be after SpongeBob anyway. Like, he was part of the thing.
Oh,
like, that was part of the, they literally just didn't play Sweet Victory. Like, they started the animation, and then Adam Levine's kind of just like, no, I don't think I can do this, and they just cut straight to sicko mode.
What did Travis Scott say about that? Did he, like, react? What did
he, no, he doesn't. I don't know.
He just didn't care? He
just doesn't care, yeah.
Sad.
So Nickelodeon posted what was supposed to be played at the Super Bowl for Sweet Victory, which was cool. And then... A lot of, like, throughout all the backlash, people at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which I, if I'm not wrong, I think Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I don't know who, which team that is. I actually kind of forgot. But anyway, that stadium, had played in an empty stadium. Just the crew who was working there that night played Sweet Victory over the loudspeakers of the stadium just to make up for what the NFL didn't do.
I saw that there was an article of, like, a hockey game that went on somewhere, and, like, I don't even know where it went on, but, apparently they played Sweet Victory while they were in the middle of a big game, just to show how dumb the NFL is, I guess.
Yeah. So, that was just awful. I've seen so many people tweet, lost so much respect for Maroon 5 and all this other stuff. It's a mess. The NFL done fucked up. Yeah. Which, I'm not really mad at the teams who were playing. I'm actually not really too mad at the NFL. I'm more or less mad at Maroon 5 and Travis Scott. Big Boy didn't do anything wrong. He's part of Outkast. He could never do anything wrong. but yeah, so, I don't know.
Well, while that weekend of Super Bowling was going on,
you were at an award show.
I was at a ceremony, which I was super stressed and nervous about. Basically, there's a thing that Scholastic does called the Art and Writing, I don't even know, like, it's not really a competition, it's just kind of like everyone wins, but like... Scholastic does this, like, art and writing thing where, like, you have to, if you turn in, some artwork or, like, a good poem or a good story or, if you design your own video game or make a video, they can award you with a silver key or a gold key or an honorable mention, and they basically say, like, good job, you're a good student and you know how to do creative stuff, and, basically, like, gold and silver key are, like, the best of the awards or whatever, and,
honorable mention is just honorable mention.
Yeah, honorable mention is just kind of, like, embarrassing, because you just kind of go up, you have your, they show your artwork, and then they're like, honorable mention, and you just walk through, and you're like, yep, alright, that's it, that, like, you don't do anything else, you don't get anything, but, my teacher for my AP 2D art class, a few months ago, brought up the thing of the Scholastic Art and Writing competition, and she was like, I want you guys to, like, submit something to this, because you guys are making really good art here, and I want to see, like, what, how it would play out in the regional of this competition. And I was like, okay. All six of us turned in something, and then we just waited a few months. I kind of forgot about it, because I didn't really care, I didn't really know what it was, I never, like, heard of it ever. Also, can you put down your, like, fucking visor? I cannot see.
Better?
Yes. And so, the artwork that I turned in, was basically, like, a photo that I took in Oregon. My, like, sister took me to this, like, sketchy-ass part of Eugene, where, there was a giant wall with a... like this Mother Nature sort of drawing, or not drawing, painting on it.
Yeah, more or less like graffiti, kind of.
It's just like beautiful graffiti. Like it fits really well.
Still graffiti, but continue.
Yeah. And it's just like this giant wall of just like Mother Nature and like animals and stuff like that are like covering her or whatever. And I took a photo and I was like, all right, this is a good thing. And then, you know, when we got back to Florida, I put that photo through Photoshop and I basically like, I brought out Mother Nature more. I brought out her colors. That lady's turning indicator is on and she's not turning. Never mind. I brought out her colors. I darkened the background. I added some paint splatters in the background that you can kind of see, but they're like, they're blended in with an overlay, and I cut out some unnecessary trash that was on the ground or whatever, and I basically just made this like, I just made a good photo, I guess. And then I turned.
You made a good photo. Congratulations.
Yeah, I turned that in, and I was like, all right, I guess, I mean, something will happen. I don't know. I doubt that I'll win a gold key. A few months later, like a few weeks ago, congratulations, you won a gold key. And I'm like, what? What the fuck? And my teacher gives me this like thing, and she's like, there's gonna be a ceremony at this like public theater or whatever in downtown. And I was like, I have to go to that. Like I was completely unprepared for like all of this shit. Like I had no idea what I was doing. And I thought, like, I didn't really expect my piece to win anything. I thought I was just gonna get like an honorable mention and be like, alright, that's cool. But no, I guess I had to, like, I went to this ceremony. I was super stressed and super nervous because I've never won anything before. I like the only things that I've really won was like when I took karate when I was like 9. I won a bunch of certificates. I won like just like this giant certificate. I won like a first degree black belt and everything. That was it. And then, like, you know, I went to robotics for 3 years. And our team won a regional in Orlando, and then we were like, all right, we're going to nationals in Texas, and we went to Texas, and yeah, and then we got like medals for that, but that wasn't really like a personal achievement of mine. That was just like something that I got as a team, right?
Yeah.
And this Scholastic thing was the first thing that I've ever done by myself where I earned an award by myself, so I was fucking nervous. Because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I go to this thing and I'm like, all right, I don't think there's going to be a lot of people here. No, there was like over 1,000
people.
So many kids from other high schools were there. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? And I'm walking around this place and I'm like super confused. My mom's also super confused because we'd never like done this thing before. And they tell me that I have to go to this like third floor to pick up a packet. I go up there, I find a packet with my name on it, I open it, and there's, like, a certificate in there, like, this legit certificate with a fucking golden stamp of approval or some shit, and I'm like, oh, God. And, they give me, like, a gold medal, which was, like, a legit gold medal. I was like, holy shit, what, I don't know what I did.
And then only learn to find out that, like, literally 30 other people got a gold medal, yeah, and a gold key.
A lot of people got a gold key
awards. But didn't yours get advanced to something, or did everyone with the gold key award get advanced to
Everyone's gold key artwork got sent to national level.
Okay.
So mine's being reviewed right now. And, yeah. I mean, there was, like, they said there was about, like, 2,500 students that participated in this region. And there was only, like, I don't remember how many gold key winners they said. I think there was, like, 300 gold key winners of this region. Mm-hmm. So, that was a thing. And then I had to, like, they had to force everyone up stage. And, like, I didn't want to do that. Because then I had to, like, walk on stage in front of, like, over 1,000 people or something. And I just, like, like, I go behind the stage. And I'm just, like, standing there, like, waiting. Like, as all these other kids start passing through, and I'm, like, sitting there, like, super nervous, and this girl in front of me, she's, like, she looks at me, and she's, like, nervous, and I'm, like, fucking yeah, like, are you kidding, dude? I don't know what I'm doing. And basically, I had to give this, like, neon slip to some lady, and I had to tell her how to pronounce my name.
Arbozov. Watermelon.
I wonder what would have happened if I said that to her. She would have probably been like, bitch, what does it say on the paper?
Watermelon.
But yeah, I went up on stage and I had to shake this one guy's hand. I didn't know who the hell he was. He said he was from UNF, but I didn't really like pay attention to what he did. And then I had to like go to this other table where there was like this lady and this other dude, and they're like, here, have this little tiny little baggie, and there's a little pin inside. And I took that and I got off stage and I was just like, oh, thank fuck, it's over.
Nice.
And so yeah, and I think I'm kind of, like, anxious because if my work is being reviewed at a national level, I specifically named my artwork Oregon Mural, and so I thought that people would get the general idea that a mural is wall art, right?
Yeah.
That, like, I took a photo of wall art.
Yeah.
But my mom posted my achievement to her Facebook, and people think that I drew that shit. And I was like, no way. There's no way in hell that I painted that. So I'm kind of worried that at the national level they're gonna believe that I painted that piece. In which,
well, can they see what the medium was that you?
I put down the tag as what it is. I wrote down digital art because I.
Then they'll probably think it's either photoshopped or drawn on Photoshop.
I think they're gonna think it's just photoshopped.
Okay.
Because I was looking through all the categories, and I wasn't exactly sure what to put it as, because it is technically photography, but, like, I manipulated the photo so much that it's not, it's, like, no
yeah,
longer photography.
It's digital art, yeah.
So I figured that they'd get the idea that it's just that. But I think a lot of people believe that I painted that shit, and I was like, eh, no.
No.
No, that's beyond my ability. So that was fun. I might make my like artwork the podcast like image or something. I don't even think it's gonna fit because like the
thing is a square.
Yeah, the resolution isn't correct enough to put it as the to put it as the podcast image.
It might stretch and look really funny, so might as well do it.
Yeah, I guess.
If
you guys want to know what my artwork is, just like go to the Scholastic Art and Writing website and look at their online gallery, or like look at, oh, I guess no, they haven't released them yet. Well, I think somewhere near March they're gonna release all the gold art, the gold key artworks, and I think you guys will be able to see mine on there. In the state of Florida, not like anywhere else, not national, just state of Florida. I hope not national because I don't want to go national.
But what if you do go national?
I don't even know, dude. If they make me go somewhere and I have to do that shit again and then maybe even talk about my artwork, I'm gonna cry. Because I hate public speaking.
So. I had to do public speaking pretty much every day in freshman year. I just do not care. I've learned that there is literally no shame in public speaking. If you mess up, just make a joke about it and continue.
I tried to do that earlier this year in Latin because we had to do project presentations on mythology.
Oh, yeah, you did Pandora's Box, right?
Yeah, I did Pandora. And I'd say that that's one of my best oral presentations that I've done because I didn't stumble on my words and I didn't fucking... I informed everyone at the start of my presentation before it all started. I was like, I hate public speaking, so if you see my face glow red or I stutter, just ignore that. And then like a few people laughed, and I was like, alright, good. So people know what I'm up to. And I did my presentation, and I stared at a door the entire time, basically. So I'd say I did pretty good on that presentation. I asked Emily, I was like, how did I do? And she was like, you did pretty good. And I was like, alright, cool. And I just ignored it for the rest of the year. In which I just remembered, we're having a mythology test somewhere in March about all the presentations, and I didn't pay attention to a single one except for mine. So, I think I'm kind of fucked. But, besides that,
if you need any mythology help, I got you. Like, Latin, that's like the only thing I actually cared about in AP Latin, is the mythology part.
Well, the thing is, I don't have, like, the test, I think, is open note or something, but I don't have any notes on any of the mythology gods.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It could give you notes. Like, I could write down shit and give it to you.
I guess, but at the same time, I don't have the list of the gods that we talked
about.
Then
I will give you all everything I know.
Okay.
Which is a lot.
I guess I could use that. But I don't know when this test is.
Excuse me.
Our teacher didn't talk about it for like a few months now, so I'm kind of like anxious.
It never happens. Honestly, that might be a thing. Like, Miss CS is just known to like say, "Hey guys, we have a test," and never give it out.
Well, she's never done that. Every time she's mentioned a test, she always goes through with it. But then again, we always cheat on it. So the last test, we did a huge cheating ring. Like, everyone cheated in the class, and I think I got like a 90 or something.
Nice. Everyone's getting the same grade.
Dude, yesterday we did a vocab quiz, and I took a photo of my vocab list, and I kept my phone on my desk, and I just kept looking at the words on my phone throughout the entire quiz.
That was actually great. Cause, like, she just doesn't notice.
No.
God.
Like, our teacher doesn't like it when we have our phones on our desks or when we're using them, and she always tells us to put them away, but because I'm a senior, I'm one of the only two seniors in the class, I get special privileges, I guess, so I get to keep my phone on my desk. Because I've had my phone on my desk the entire time this year, and she's like, there was only once where she came by and she was like, "Oh, look, Christian's got his phone on his desk," and I was like, "Yeah, it's right there," and she was like, "Well, he's a senior, he's not on his phone, he's a good student," and I was just like, "Yeah," but the thing is, the girl in front of me, Teresa,
yeah,
she always goes on my phone, because, like, I let her do that for some reason, and she goes through
that's a bad idea.
It is, but, like, at the same time, I've got nothing to hide, so she goes through my fucking texts and shit like that, and then she plays pool on my phone.
Nice.
She'll just, like, literally be leaned over on my side, like, turned around, just playing pool with me. And Miss, like, our teacher just wouldn't notice or even care. Like,
That's pretty sad.
That's
it's pretty sad and it's pretty funny at the same time.
That's the state of that class. And then whenever the other, like, there's a sophomore that keeps his, like, who hides his phone better than I do. And he, like, has it at his lap or whatever. And she can see it from the other side of the class. And it's like, how? You don't see mine, but you see his. Like, I don't understand.
Dude, I don't know. This CS is an interesting bird.
Yeah. So that's the state of Latin right now.
What else did I do over the weekend? I finally decided where I'm going to college. Woohoo! Right. Big announcement, guys. Start playing the Final Fantasy VII Victory theme. Here we go. That no one knows, but no one, but me. There we go.
Ow.
I was hoping slightly that you would know what that is. Here, I'll blast it. Here we go, boys.
I played Final Fantasy 10 and 12.
You played 10 and 12, okay.
10 and 12. 10 and 12.
Look it up.
Okay. Final Fantasy Dunsla. Nope.
No, it's Final Fantasy VII Victory theme, right? Such build-up, guys. No one cares. No one cares.
The main theme?
No, the Victory theme.
Ah! Wait, alright.
You're good. Just play. No. I got it.
Fuck!
Nice! Good job! Someone doesn't know. Oh, it's an ad. I'm going to UT, boys!
What?
I'm going to University of Tampa.
Oh.
we're just gonna let this run. This is fine.
Alright, everyone, that's just gonna run.
It's gonna be a run. No, it's gonna be the outro of the play. It's gonna be the outro of the podcast. Alright, guys, thank you for listening. No. Wait, how long is this?
55 seconds.
Oh my gosh. That's actually pretty long. Okay. Yeah, so I decided I'm going to University of Tampa. I toured the school on Saturday. I was like, you know what, this is it. This is it, boys.
Are you going to stay at the dorms over there?
I am going to be staying at dorms over there because they have a no-car policy when you're a freshman.
A no-car policy?
Yeah.
What?
You can't bring your car. You can't park it.
But what does that have to do with, like, living conditions?
Considering you can literally walk to anything, you're not really going to need your car. The only thing you can't walk to is an airport, in which I can just get a ride from my friend who goes to USF.
Well, I'm still going to
FCJC.
Yeah.
FCJS. Something.
Community college dab.
Don't ever do that again. That looks like Mrs. Yes's dab, and I'm not a fan of it.
I remember when this one sophomore in my class made Mrs. Yes dab. She was just like,
dude, she did it. She did it for Oh, I wasn't expecting that to come on, but okay. There was this one time in AP Latin and Latin 3, because you know our classes were merged. And Miss CS literally just like dabs for no reason. She just dabs for no reason. And then she looks around and then she's sitting around looking at the AP Latin table. And she's like, "You all got A's on your essay." And me and this other kid, his name's Liam Harrington. I brought him up before. He's a great kid. We just, because we didn't do anything, we just scribbled. We just did random squiggly lines. We just look at each other and try to hold in our laugh for so long.
Dude, the last translations that we had to do, both Teresa and Emily scribbled on all of their translations. I kind of wrote on mine because my handwriting's actually pretty big, and I feel like Macias can read mine. So I just went onto Google Translate and I just started translating everything, and everything was super incorrect. The sentences didn't make any sense grammar-wise, but she still counted it as a 50 out of 50. But then Emily and Teresa, they both literally just scribbled on everything. They didn't write any words. It just scribbles, and they got 50s out of 50s. And I was like, oh, what?
Yeah, what we did was we wrote squiggly lines that resembled, they just vaguely resembled words and letters.
Teresa's perfect. Work just looked like she just scratched out everything that she wrote, but she didn't write anything. She just scratched out her paper, and she got a 50 out of 50.
Jesus. That's great.
That's, ladies and gentlemen, that is
the pinnacle of high school education.
That is the pinnacle of high school Latin education. A teacher that can't even read 2 feet in front of her. It makes me wonder, like, what made me choose that class? Like, I chose that class because I needed 2 years of a language, and I didn't want to take an oral language. I wanted to take something written so I wouldn't have to embarrass myself. And either it was the best decision ever or the worst decision ever. The best decision ever because of the people that I met. The worst decision ever because of the teacher that I have in the class that I'm with. God, it's
awful. It's so bad. I love Latin. I actually think it's really good. I think I encourage a lot of high school students to take it because of what it can teach you. AKA, like, if you're going to a medical field, it's really helpful, or law, or anything like that. Or if you're just looking to get better scores in your SAT, it actually helps the English portion a lot. So I find Latin really helpful. And my first 2 years of it were fucking fantastic. My teacher was awesome. I've talked about him before. So if you want to go find it, just find one of our other podcasts titled about Latin and go listen to that.
I think it was called Latin Problems.
Maybe.
We like talked the entire podcast about
Latin. Yeah, something like that. So yeah, I've talked about it before, so I won't go over it again because we're close to the end here. But yeah, he was great. And then my third year of Latin, we literally just did nothing. We watched movies about Greek life. We just watched random movies. Like, one of them was, like, my Big Fat Greek Wedding or whatever. Yeah, we watched that. And it was deemed educational because it was, like, I don't know. Because it wasn't, because it was Greek, I guess. I don't know. Even though we're in Latin class, we had a project, right? Our big project of the year, was to make the courtyard beautiful, like Caesar made Rome beautiful. Oh, man. Oh, man. That was a hell of a time.
Looks like Scott and Carson actually parked in their spots today.
Yeah.
Also, over the weekend, if there's anyone in this listening to this podcast that's a Kingdom Hearts fan, I got Kingdom Hearts 3.
Kingdom Hearts Trace.
I got Kingdom Hearts 3 on Friday, and I was so fucking happy because I waited 9 years to play that damn game. And I've been playing it over the weekend. I've been playing it like almost every day now. And I'm having a blast. But I have a lot of things that I want to talk about that I also want to rant about a little bit.
You can do it next podcast.
We can do it next podcast because there's a lot of...
We do video game rants. I'm cool with that.
There's a new Kingdom Hearts meme where it's just like you see Donald and he has like... It's kind of like this like four square meme where like his dick just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And he's like, when you find some ingredients and then his dick just gets bigger. But there's an explanation behind that. I'll talk about it tomorrow. But anyways... Welcome to Albania. I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Who's we? I don't know. Communism. Here we go.